Pleasant Sacred Heart's debut in the eight-player ranks, a traditional 11-player powerhouse that's just less than a decade removed from a state champion on their own rights. And then the other game, that Deckerville-Flint International game, that's a sneaky good game and starts a really tough stretch of non-league games leading into that Kingston showdown for Deckerville. So the Eagles, week in, week out, they're going to be tested.
You pointed out the game I wanted to see what happens, because we don't know exactly what Flint International's carrying over from last year. They were tough last year. Got to expect at least they'll be tough in Flint. Very good test right out of the gate for Coach Brown and the Deckerville Eagles.
Moving on to 11-player football, we had some games on Thursday last night take place. Sandusky blanks Imlay City 44-0. Brown City a winner over Burton Atherton by forfeiture. Memphis victorious over Burton Bentley 14-12. Memphis with a winning record on the season so far. Durand is victorious over KPAC 27-20. Lakers a big win over Hudson last night 36-6. Montrose upends Cass City in the second half 48-22. And Bertrand blanks Caro 20-0.
Clark, I don't remember too many first games of the season that had a playoff feel to it, but you were there last night, and I think just about every other member of Thumb Media was there last night over at Lakers, and we got to see a really, really good team. We thought this team was going to be pretty good. There were some question marks coming in, and there's still some question marks coming out of that game, but there is no question that Lakers, that is the team to beat in the Greater Thumb West, and that very well could be the best team we have in the entire conference. Their run defense might be second to none. Hudson just could not really get anything going on the ground. And, you know, we talked a little bit about their pass defense. They got to shore that up. But I have no doubt that Steve Aberg and his crew are going to address and improve upon last night's game.
Very impressive win for Lakers. I still have question marks. Is Hudson the powerhouse this year that we expect? Number one. If they're not, it's still an impressive win for Lakers. Not going to elevate them too far off the pedestal, but they have now made themselves the target for the Greater Thumb Conference as the best team around. And it's a very important statement game. Now that they're on top, they got to try and stay there. Tough schedule with Cass City. I know Harbor Beach is lurking on that schedule. There's a couple teams that would love a shot at them, but right now, Lakers does look like the best team around.
Moving on to tonight's ball games in 11-player Greater Thumb Conference action, the Bad Axe Hatchets are in Harbor Beach to take on the Pirates in week number one. Reese is at Marlette, Vassar at Hemlock in a non-GTC game, and then the game here tonight, Ubley at USA. Gentlemen, your thoughts very quickly.
I'm looking at Harbor Beach Bad Axe, a very new-looking Harbor Beach team without James Schelke and a coach, and I love what Coach Gibbard's doing in Bad Axe, so hoping that he's able to get those kids in a situation where they can excel, score some more points, hopefully that defense a little better in Bad Axe. So if Coach Coach Durr has anything to say about that, he's hoping for a close game at Harbor Beach, and I'm very encouraged to see what the James Schelke era is going to look like in Harbor Beach.
And Dave touched on that game, so I'll touch on the other game. And this is kind of a really intriguing game is Reese and Marlette. These are two teams that really struggled last year, lost a lot of games. But if you listen to, you know, what the chatter coming out of both towns, they're saying both of these teams could be vastly improved and maybe dark horses for their league. So really interesting to see what direction that game goes tonight.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll start looking at the two teams that are facing off on the gridiron tonight in front of us on Sports Radio 102.1. The Ubley Bearcats on the road at USA to take on the Patriots on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Kickoff is in 24 minutes.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Hi, this is Mike from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboard. We have some exciting news. Our wash bay is now open to the public by appointment. Bring your equipment over in the evening, pick it up clean in the morning. Countryside washes trucks, trailers, liquid, dry bulk, dump and van trailers, even RVs. Call us at 989-883-2148 for times and pricing. That's 989-883-2148. Visit Countryside's expanded parts department for all your truck and trailer needs. We're a full Mack dealership. Stop for all your trailer sales and a full line of Mack exclusive parts. We are open 6 days, late Tuesday through Friday nights. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Cibola.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun the Thumb! Top Gun, Top Gun, Top Gun the Thumb!
Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gaggio with your call tonight from USA as the Ubley Bearcats are here in week number one to start off the 2018 MHSA season. For the first time in 8 years, Ubley has a new head coach. But when we say new, we use it pretty much by definition only. Although new in his current role as head coach, Jim Becker has been with the Ubley program for 20 years, the last 10 as defensive coordinator. He replaces Dave Coppin, who accumulated nearly 50 wins in just 7 years with a total record of 47-25, winning 65% of all games played.
Yeah, we may have mentioned the new coaching staff at Ubley a couple times, but there's nothing new about it. Coach Becker goes from D coordinator to head coach. You bring Bill Sweeney back to take over as the assistant, and then even Coach Kaufman is back in the booth helping out. So a lot of familiar faces for the Ubley Bearcats, and I know the fans, some parents, even the kids, they're all excited that it really isn't a true new coaching staff.
Of course, playoffs are always an end goal for the Ubley Bearcats, who have made it 15 of the last 17 years. Remember, Coach Becker has been on staff for 20 years. For the new head coach, though, he's faced with inheriting a team that lost 11 seniors at graduation, including their quarterback, running back, tight end, and a few linemen.
Oh, you mentioned it right there. It is a tall task for Coach Becker, but if we know the Ubley Bearcats well, you don't make the playoffs 15 out of 17 years without having a good program and having the discipline and the foundation to build on. They are going to miss especially Matt Mychek. Yeah, he's a playmaker, a quarterback, very athletic, made a few throws down the stretch, and it's hard to forget about the Sweeneys, even Skylar Lasoski. Those guys, offensively, defensively, whether on the line, the end, or playing linebacker, those guys are key contributors on the offense and the defensive side.
Of course, Last year's squad finished with 7-3 record, making the playoffs for the third straight year and having one of the most potent offenses in the GTC. In 2017, Ubley averaged 36 points on offense and just 16 points allowed on defense.
And that's the key right there. They have to stay physical on defense. Fourth best defense actually surprised me. You only give up 16 points a game, and you're the fourth best team in your conference. So I see them focusing on that point. Scoring 36 points a game from the wing tee exclusively is extremely impressive, but it's hard to bank on, because if teams slow you down, clock management, it's hard to score enough points. But if that defense is up to par with the way with Bearcats caliber, I know for a fact they will be a very competitive